Warning, this next piece contains tasty yet anecdotal evidence based on generalizations.
Kids love cookies.
I mean, pretty much everyone loves cookies, Ari.
Chocolate chip, snickerdoodles, jammy thumbprints, ginger snaps,
and this time of year, you may have noticed cookies
sugar,
are everywhere.
Shortbread, peanut butter, pecan sandies, anyway.
As you think and plan for your next holiday cookie moment, we wanted to put a few more recipes out there.
Under the subheading, cookies for grown-ups. We're thinking treats with ingredients and flavors geared toward adults.
So we asked three bakers for suggestions, starting with Genevieve Co, author of Better Baking. Her treat, gooey bars with a twist.
Miso macadamia nut blondies. They capture all the comfort and warmth of the blondies that kids love, the butter and the brown sugar. But I was really hoping to make them even more complex and more interesting while keeping the spirit of that butteriness. So what I did is I actually swapped butter and flour for macadamia nuts, which are so rich and creamy. If you've ever eaten one, you can tell right when you're chewing it that it has this buttery texture and buttery flavor. And so blending those macadamia nuts with dark brown sugar really gives you the effect of blondies. But there's an added element here that gives it this salty, sweet flavor, and it comes from miso. Miso is fermented soybean paste, and when you put miso with something sweet, it not only gives you that delicious, salty, sweet balance in a dessert, but it has a lot of umami. Umami is that fifth taste that we talk about in Japanese cuisine, which it's beyond salty in a really savory way. And it adds this extra oomph, this sort of funky, deep, savory flavor that honestly most children will not appreciate, but every grown-up will.
That's baker Genevieve Co talking about her miso macadamia nut blondies.
Our next baker has a cookie kids will appreciate, but you want to keep them away from the sauce.
Hello, my name is Ignacio Alvarez with Lux Bakery in San Antonio, Texas. Well, I would like to share a outstanding cookie that we like for the holidays, bizcochitos with anise, and that's a licorice flavor. Bizcochitos is a shortbread cookie, real close in the same family as snickerdoodles. They're rolled in cinnamon sugar. Roll it when it's warm. When it's cool, the cookies that you didn't roll in cinnamon sugar, I roll it in powdered sugar. Then after I do that, I set it aside and we add one more thing, liqueur, but not in the cookie. We add it in a chocolate sauce for dipping. Chocolate with at least 50-80% of cocoa in it, heavy cream, heat it up, add basil in there, but a pinch of it, and it actually adds a nice little flavor profile. And then we add liqueur 43, or Kahlua, Frangelica, Bailey's. Of course, these are really good liqueurs for the holidays, and the cool part is that as you keep eating them, you will get socially lubricated. And you can just dip into it with all the bizcochitos with anise in it. Hopefully you'll enjoy it.
That's Ignacio Alvarez of Lux Bakery in San Antonio, Texas.
And we can verify this from personal experience. You should snack responsibly. His chocolate sauces really do pack a punch.
The good news, our final cookie suggestion might perk you back up.
I'm a coffee drinker. A lot of people are coffee drinkers. And I wanted a cookie that would be perfect with coffee.
Not only that, they have ground coffee in them.
Which is something I can definitely get behind.
Here's baker Dori Greenspan, author of Dori's Cookies, talking about her coffee cardamom cookies.
Cardamom is a really interesting spice. It's one of these spices that once you get to know it, you'll recognize it because it's so unusual. It's a warm spice, the way cinnamon is, but it also has a little tang to it, almost as though you had some lemon zest in there. It's not a flavor we really know in America, but it's a great flavor with the coffee, with the tiny little bit of cinnamon that's in there, and with the molasses. Oh, and the brown sugar. So you think it looks like a holiday cookie, a classic spice molasses cookie, but it's a trickster, but such a delicious trickster.
Dory Greenspan's recipe for coffee cardamom cookies, and the recipes for our other cookies for grown-ups, Biscochitos with boozy chocolate sauce and miso macadamia nut blondies, are at npr.org.
So try making them, and don't forget to share.